There's more to come, more to come. There's more to come, more to come. There's more to come, more to come. Welcome to another episode of More to Come. So I'm going to be asking Dave about female clients. So how do you find they want to start the conversation with you, Dave, regards of coming for an appointment?
It varies a lot. So I think I've had female clients who are really, really confident. They know exactly that what they're coming here or what they'd like to get over it. Others terribly, terribly nervous, whether it's an email or a message or we have a chat. But I think that the main thing is that they've made a decision to come. And I think it's really positive that I see more female clients coming for this, because I think it's there is a maybe an assumption that it's always going to be guys, but I think it's really positive that females are embracing this as something that they would like to experience intimacy in a different way. I think that it's that element of I'm having this is for me, I am the center of this is about my pleasure. Sometimes it's about experiencing touch in a way they've never experienced before, maybe really concentrating on their needs. Clients who come who are nervous, then I put them at their ease by talking to them beforehand, or maybe it's a case of, right, I'm going to step outside. You know, sometimes it's the undressing part that people are uncomfortable with on their first appointment. So stepping outside, letting them get ready before I come in, that can be a hurdle for some people. But quite often, once they've got naked and they're on the couch and we've started the massage, within 10 or 15 minutes, then, you know, they've relaxed and they're really enjoying the experience.
That sounds really great. I mean, I think as well, sometimes that there may be an idea of them thinking that it may be rushed or not going at their pace, and knowing if there's possible any triggers that might make them feel uncomfortable. But you do talk quite often to them during the treatment, don't you?
Yeah, so as we go through the treatment, especially if it's someone who's not experienced this before, then it's all about consent and all about pace. So I ask about the pressure I'm using, the speed I'm going at, if people would like me to do things differently or change things or do more of something. But in particular, when it comes to the intimate touch, then it's always a case of, are you happy for me to touch you here now? And if it's going to be internal touch, then it's always asking before I do that. And for a lot of people, I think they haven't really experienced that in their relationships. You know, in terms of when people get together, there is perhaps not really a lot of asking and communicating. Things kind of just happen. And maybe sometimes people have felt in the past things have just been done to them. Whereas here it's about what can I do for them, and how do they want to have that experience?
Yeah, I think that's really important, because when people do get together, it's sort of quite lustful, passionate, and sometimes things can be rushed and not always, you know, the touch element is perhaps there. So I think that it's a very different experience. Like you say, they've come for themselves. And it's important to know, ladies, that it's a very safe space. Because when you're going somewhere and you're not sure where you're going, and it, you can make you nervous. So just to put you at ease there, that you are coming into a safe space, and that there is that communication throughout the treatment. So thanks for that, Dave. It's been really helpful.
That's right. And what I would say is anyone who's wanting to have a massage, especially if you haven't had a massage before, I'd always recommend having a chat. It allows you to kind of have a little first connection with me, ask any questions, become a little bit more comfortable before you even arrive. So I think that's really important for you to have that opportunity.
And I think just on the one more note is that if you have any doubts regards of what's been used on your body, because as a woman, I know that sometimes it can be quite sensitive in the intimate areas, and that I've come across a lubrication that is really, really fantastic in that it does not mess with your pH balance, and also the oils we use are very very light, and there isn't any fragrance to them. So that's really important to know maybe beforehand if there's anything that you're worried regards in that respect. So we do have experience in making sure that you're going to be in a safe space and also being treated with safe oils and as such on your bodies. So so thanks again, Dave, for that.
Well, thanks, Pixie, for the question. So look forward to seeing you all on the next podcast from More to Come.
There's more to come, more to come. There's more to come, more to come. There's more to come, more to come.